Welcome to our weekly folk music feature, Folk Box, hosted by Svetlana Yakimenko. If you are wondering just where we shall be setting off to today, let me inform you, we shall travel all across Russia. Together with Buryats and Eskimos, Altai peoples and Russians will be listening to voices of nature. That is the sort of zoobiological, even cosmogonic edition we shall be having today. That is the sound of the woods in central Russia. The Buryat steppe lands with rustling grasses and even the translucent air is music itself. The water murmurs softly somewhere in the south of Russia. Then there follows a splash. A wreath of meadow flowers is thrown into the water. The girls are fortune-telling. And this is the north, the tundra. Birds, foxes, polar foxes, exquisite beauty. On all of this speaks. There you have it, the most primitive of music instruments, yet they can speak to the entire universe. Folklore is such in essence that it never complicates anything. It aims for simplicity itself. Everything is sung and done exactly to the degree it needs to be sung and done. Could be nature itself suggests this to folklore. You stroll across a yard, bend down to pick up a straw, don't really do anything much, simply put it to your lips and blow.
Yeah.
You enter a wood, cut off a hollow stick or branch, and history repeats itself. We strike one stick against the other. Or just take a simple log. All folk music instruments are extremely artless. The pipes are just a few holes made in a reed, bagpipes, a cattle bladder, and the same stick again. Or several sticks, a bird's feather, a shell with stones. That is how Eskimos create the composition Seagulls, Geese, Wind, a tiny fragment of eternity. All these simple instruments enter a dialogue with nature on equal footing and with remarkable precision and poetically carry across the voices of birds, be they the beautiful loon bird Thank you. or these, the seagulls? The north, Chukotka. The leaden sky seems so low-slung, and you can hear each pebble as it rushes ashore during high tide. Crow. The Russians even have an instrument created especially for imitating the crow's call. Call, karkusha is how it's called.
По небу да раскатились, давай не будем унывать, не унывать, родились.
Our ancestors managed to live in harmony with nature, considering themselves a part of it. They conversed with it with great understanding and love. Just listen. This is man imitating the clumsy step of a bear cub. This is a song of the Far Eastern minority called Nanaitse.
Бято, о, бято, а мое бято, о, бято, соли мило бято, о, бято, дегалами бято, о, бято, а мое бято, о, бято, соли мило бято, о, бято, дегалами бято, о, бято, а мое бято, о, бято, адасу, адасу, а мое бято, о, бято, на мути на гундине бято, о, бято, соли мило бято, о, бято, дегалами бято, о, бято, а мое бято, о, бято.
And this is how man perceives the call of the partridge. This is singing of the northern people called Yukagiri.
Yukagiri.
It seems as though all music instruments are something created, contrived, while nature and everything alive echoes and responds, recognizes it as its own. How obediently the stock set off for the watering hole upon hearing the appropriate tune of the shepherd's pipe. This is another shepherd's instrument, barabanka, a wooden plank with hammers. It summons the stock home. Proud northern reindeer immediately turn their heads upon hearing sounds of the man-made instrument mannok. Apparently, sounds of nature can be conveyed with the help of a common leaf. This is a hen. young cockerel. A nightingale. The woodland animals, foxes, polar foxes, wolves. That was the northern tundra, and now steppelands of southern Siberia. Their residents, the Altai folk, adore their horses. Folklore and nature. That was our theme today. Simple pipes and artless tunes in a dialogue with the universe in Folkvox.